Party fun. Parties that go a bit too far. How do people in your country celebrate before they get married? In the UK, stag and hen parties are popular, but they can get a bit out of hand. Stag do's are popular across the world, but each country has its own version, and more often than not, its own particular name. In the US, it's a bachelor party. In South Africa, it's a balls party. And in Australia, it's a bucks night. And for the girls, it's a bachelorette party in the US, hen party, hen do, or hen night in the UK, Ireland and Australia. Some versions of these parties are a little more civilised than others. In Denmark, Polterabend usually involves breakfast, fun activities during the day, such as paintballing or go-karting, dinner at a restaurant, and then a night out. However, in some other countries, things can get a little more raucous. Perhaps it's no surprise that the Brits also take their stag do's to the wildest extremes. For a start, they are generally now stag weekends rather than mere stag nights. One night of madness, it seems, just isn't enough. Stag weekends can involve trips abroad. Amsterdam and Barcelona are popular destinations. Eastern Europe was, but revelers quickly became so notorious that in many places the parties were banned. These days, many more stag weekends take place in Britain, with Brighton, Blackpool and London among the most popular destinations. The idea behind the stag do is that the groom gets a chance to let his hair down one last time before taking on the responsibilities of marriage. They are also fair game for any practical joke that their friends might want to play on them. Take the example of the Scottish man who has put on a train to Land's End in the southwest corner of England to sleep off his hangover. That was supposed to be funny. Well, his friends thought it was, especially as his wedding was back in Scotland and was taking place the next day. As a result, he missed his wedding. To make matters worse, his wife-to-be was so angry that she refused to marry him, full stop. Then there's the story of the groom-to-be, who was thrown into a bath full of water and handcuffed to the taps. The culprits? His own brothers. They promptly fell asleep, drunk, and left the poor man in the bath for 5 hours. He was eventually found unconscious and taken to hospital suffering from hypothermia. So much for brotherly love. Last but not least, there's the story of the bridegroom who went out and got extremely drunk. Knowing that he was going skiing for his honeymoon, his friends arranged for his leg to be put in a plaster cast while he was sleeping. A few hours later, the groom woke up, unable to remember anything. On discovering his plaster, he assumed that he must have had an accident while he was partying. Everyone thought it was so funny that they decided not to tell him the truth until he figured it out for himself. Unfortunately, this wasn't until halfway through his skiing holiday.